Ghost Riders is the story of the Civil War in the mountains, probably the most terrible place to have lived through the Civil War, because it literally was house to house and farm to farm. Many of the poor people, the people who didn't have political connections in the mountains, were pro-Union. They did not want to secede and join the Confederacy, and so they had a particularly tough time of it, and sometimes they were forced to make war against members of their own family. This is a true story. Ghost Riders is a novel, but based on the story of the Blaylocks, who lived not 20 miles from here, below Blowing Rock. And this is a scene in 1864 when Keith Blaylock, who's the head of a band of guerrillas that hide out on Grandfather Mountain, he has learned that one of his uncles has been working with the Confederates and gotten Union sympathizers imprisoned or shot, and he's decided that he needs to make an example of one of his own relatives. This is a winter day in 1864, about 20 miles from here. And the narrator is Melinda Blaylock, who dressed as a boy and went off to war with her husband. Before we got to their place, one of the men spied a skinny old man in a black coat running across the snow-covered cornfield, heading for the woods. Somebody let out a war whoop, and they all galloped after him like dogs after a coon. I was sorry for him. He looked so little and helpless, carrying a bundle of clothes and a hunk of cornbread instead of a gun. They surrounded him. I hung back, but I was close enough to hear Keith say, "You're coming with us, William Coffey." He looked up at the circle of faces, and tears wet his cheeks. But he saw it wasn't no use to argue with so many of them, so he just nodded and suffered himself to be led away by Joe, who had dismounted and was prodding William along with a pistol to his back. We went about half a mile in a slow procession following the creek to Gregg's Mill, which we thought would be